we went from it being a transactional, I'll do these many prints for you and blah, 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 to I really want to help you grow this brand. I really, really see the magic of it. I see it being so different. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Flow State Business Podcast. It is so lovely to be back in my home studio after what has been a whirlwind 10-day trip away for all things abundance, wealth, activations, work thingies over in London, and also traveling with my assistant, which I am just still riding this wave. I was saying to my husband that I feel as though I've come back from this trip a whole different person, and it feels like I've found my confidence again, but at the same time, it feels like I've found a different version of me. I've come back in a different energy. And he's also noticed this as well. And it's just been really cool to unpack exactly what's happened. And also at the same time, just loving being in this space for sure. I'm pumped for this episode because I'm going to share with you my new business. So if you've already seen the title, I started an apparel line. And this is just one of the most exciting things to say on the podcast because I have been working at this for the last 6 months, and the idea came through a little bit before that around Christmas time last year. And I want to actually just walk you through it because I think it's always really fun hearing from entrepreneurs the creation process, and not just how the idea came, because that's one thing, but more so the ins and outs and the challenges and the things that I would have done differently and what I'm really happy with and where we've landed. So for those of you that are tuning in, I'm guessing it's because you are maybe also wanting to start something different on the side outside of your coaching and consulting businesses. Maybe you're a service-based entrepreneur and you'd like to add products into your line of business and have multiple streams of income start to blossom and bloom. This is definitely going to be the episode for you because this truly feels like such an exciting new income stream that's outside of the digital product world or outside of the online coaching space. And I'm ready to have something tangible out there that I've created, designed, all the things. It feels so fun. If you know me at all, and if you've been a part of the Flow State business world, I love me a good little warm-up story. And so today's warm-up story, I've decided, is going to be all the abundance I felt on my business class trip to Heathrow Airport. I've never flown business class this long before. And when I mean long, I mean from the Gold Coast Airport to arriving in Heathrow, it was 24 hours. It's a long journey from Australia to England, and I definitely wasn't about to do this trip sitting in coach.
What kind of fool do you take me for?
And I am so glad that I made the decision to consolidate the overall cost of the trip to include business class flights, which actually didn't turn out to be so huge given that we had points because we travel a lot as a family. But if you don't have points, it is a significant investment. I think it's actually well into the five figures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but business class trips Australia to anywhere else in the world hits different. It's a different level of investment because we are so far away from everybody. Sad face. But it also means that we get to enjoy the long haul flight and the energy that business class and or first class provides. I've definitely done first class before, but it was such a short trip. It was to New Zealand and back. It's a very, very short couple of hours flight. So as much as I loved that, this time around, I really, really felt as though I was able to sit in the energy of overflow. As soon as I got to the airport at the Gold Coast, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was because I was already in that space, but you do absolutely get treated VIP style. And my bag was being checked in all the way to Heathrow, which I was admittedly a little nervous about. I'm like, is it going to make it through all the transits? Because we were stopping in Sydney, Singapore, and then London. But you know, trust the process. I headed straight for the lounge, and this lounge was so wonderful. I'm speaking of Qantas, by the way. Promise not sponsored. Maybe one day, I wish. So Qantas Lounge in Sydney was just fantastic. They had the barista, beautiful showers, luxury bathrooms. I have a thing for bathrooms. I love luxury bathrooms, especially, I'd say, more than kitchens. And just great food, atmosphere was fantastic. And one of the things that I really noticed about being in the business and first class lounge was noticing the conversations around me, noticing that everybody around me had something really exciting that they were working on or traveling to. Like, even if you just kind of eavesdrop and overhear what other parties are saying and how they're going for a conference or they're going to meet their family, a big family reunion, and then travel the rest of Europe and be on a private yacht. No kidding, I actually heard that. And then when I went up to the barista who's there all day making beautiful coffees with the milk that I love, I drink oat milk, which is why I emphasize the milk, because there's some really feral oat milks out there. We're waiting around for our coffee and the lady next to me, she said, "Oh, you know, where are you from or where are you off to?" And she had an accent. And I said, "Oh, I'm from Australia, but I'm heading to Heathrow." And she's like, "No kidding." And she was from Scotland and, you know, was transiting as well. And we got talking and she said that she is the global head of change of a tech company and was talking to me briefly about, you know, why she was in Sydney and, you know, recruiting a big team and hiring, you know, a big C-level position. It was just amazing. And then I later on went and poured myself a cheeky glass of champagne at the bar. And then there was a guy there and he was like really chatty. And he also had an accent. He said he was from the States. And so we got naturally talking about the States. And, you know, he's like, "Oh, I've got to bring my family back. You know, it's been an amazing business trip. Really here to set up the operations in Australia. The business is booming. Everything is expanding." And I love this because, you know, there's so much news and conversation out there at the moment about everything being so dire. And yet here I am surrounded by individuals who are flying first and business class, traveling for work, expanding out their businesses, hiring C-suite positions, hiring out big teams, offshoring to Australia, which isn't a cheap place to offshore. And here I am traveling as an entrepreneur to meet my clients over in London and rubbing shoulders with other badass people in the world who are seemingly just at a different frequency, you know? As soon as we boarded the plane, it was a huge jet. I'm so sorry, I don't know the jet specifics. Let's go with A380, I think. I could be wrong. It was a double-decker jet, jumbo jet. And we were on the upper deck. And you know what? My seat number was 24K. Are you kidding me? I literally got gold nails done for the trip and my seat number was 24K. Unbelievable. I just had the biggest giggle to myself. And as I got into my little business class cabin, everything was beautifully set out. We had champagne on arrival, so much leg room. I noticed it was a lie flat bed. There was cosmetics on the side and there was a little mirror where you could freshen up and things like that. Everything that I needed and wanted was there. My personalized menu was available so I could select what I wanted for dinner, make my choices. And I noticed the menu was by Neil Perry, one of my favorite Australian chefs. So I was very happy about that. And I had my customer service manager for my area introduce himself. And he's like, "Anything you want, darling, just let me know. Just ring the bell and I'll be right over." He literally had that accent. It was just the best. And he was serving four of the cabins and was just so onto it. He came over and made the bed, put an extra mattress on top so it was extra comfy. And I knew that I was literally going to hit the ground in Heathrow and be straight into a VIP day. That was not intentional. It was absolutely an error on my behalf. And there was some changes to the flights and everything like that. So it worked out that I landed at 6 a.m. and was in a VIP half day with my client, Laura, by 10:30 a.m. So I had a short changeover. So I knew that on this flight, I had to sleep. And sleep I did after a beautiful, gorgeous dinner. And they just keep coming. Like, they make drinks. I had a gin and tonic and watching my movies. And then when I decided to sleep, I slept, you guys, solid for 9 hours. I was out of it. I put my little eye mask on. I was cozied up under my doona. It was so quiet inside of my cabin. There was no air pressure, none of that. I was gone. And when I woke up, because you know how they kind of gently lift the lights and they wake you up that way, I was like, "What time is it? Like, why do I feel so rested? I had to triple check the times, and my customer service manager was like, oh, darling, you were out of it. You did not stir. He's like, I came over a few times to check, but you did not stir. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what he saw when he looked in, you know, whether it was like, my face was all out, my drool everywhere. But it was so wonderful. And the same on the way back, Heathrow Qantas Lounge was next level again. It's literally like, as soon as you walk up those stairs, these stairs were like the stairs at Buckingham Palace where they go up the middle and then it splits to an east wing and a west wing. So you go up these stairs, and right at the top of the stairs is this gorgeous marble round gin bar, and you can have as much as you want there, like food, pouring, champagne, never ending drinks, etc. So yes, a lot of people were pissed in that lounge, I could tell. It was cool. It was the best experience. Now I literally cannot fly cabin again. Long haul at least. I'm not that much of a snob for shorter flights, but Australians have a better tolerance for flight times. Like if it's a 6-hour flight, it's a pretty short flight for us. But it was awesome meeting the people that I did and just feeling like VIP. It was the best. That really set the tone for the whole entire trip. Just the time I had with my assistant who, you know, at times, sometimes you kind of go, oh, I hope that everything runs smoothly and you hope for the best and kind of think if stuff doesn't run so well, then so be it. Everything ran smoothly. Everything worked out for us. And this is the perfect segue to my apparel brand reveal. So let's go there. And the reason why I call it a perfect segue is because one of my favorite affirmations of all time is it's all working out for me. And I definitely truly believe that the reason why my mindset is so wealthy and so healthy and so wise, sorry, I had to go there, is because I truly believe in affirmations and what it does for you. And more so than that, it's not just saying the words, it's how you connect to it and how you feel into it and how you believe in that narrative of it. So one of the main features that I have inside of my apparel line is affirmations all throughout the apparel. In fact, it is an affirmations-based apparel line for entrepreneurs. This idea came to me because I was studying with the Flow Research Institute on all things science behind flow. I started working with them in December, and during one of the lectures, which was run by a lecturer who lectured at Oxford and at Harvard, who studied the science behind human flourishing and flow, we were talking specifically about gratitude and affirmations and the role that it played on human behavior and how the idea of your thoughts and beliefs turn into actions and your actions become your reality. This was such a profound moment for me because I was sitting in this lecture and I thought to myself, it's one thing to write down your affirmations, but wouldn't it be another thing to wear your affirmations? And so I started Googling and I was like, affirmation jumpers for entrepreneurs, affirmation sweaters and t-shirts for entrepreneurs. And I did find a couple of other people who were kind of side hustling, so it felt, because their stuff was on Etsy. Not to say that if you're on Etsy, it's a side hustle, but you know, you just feel the energy behind it. It wasn't a full-on company or brand. That's how it began. And as we started to really map out the business, I said to Michael, I think I have an idea and I want to do something like this. The next thing I did was start researching manufacturers, because as a label, you need people to either create the clothing for you or give you the items of clothing for you to personalize. They call it blanks, right? So I was looking for quality blanks that I could purchase, and then I would actually place my label on it, do all of my own designs on it, effectively it becomes mine. The first place I landed upon recommendation was a manufacturer in China.
China.
And before you go thinking, oh my gosh, China, there are different levels of manufacturing in China. This is something that I learned quite deeply as I went into the research piece of it. There's AAA, AAA grade. And I was speaking to a manufacturer who was AA and AAA. So they were giving me price comparisons. They were giving me quality of the fabric itself. They sent me swatches. They sent me samples, which I paid a lot of money for. Samples can be so much. Like, for example, the sample itself was $20 USD for one t-shirt, for example, but the shipping on it is massive because it's coming from China and you want to express. So it ended up being a $100 basic t-shirt USD that you're just testing for the quality. And as soon as I got that, I wore it. I ran it through the wash 4 or 5 times, put it through the dryer, just basically testing it to see how it fades or how it works out in the wash. So we did all of that and I was certain. I was like, okay, I think we're going to go with this provider. I love the quality of their fabric. And like, there was one sweater that I got. It was cotton based, but I swear it felt like velvet. It was so cozy and so beautiful. But the problem with that one was it took forever to arrive and it was really hard to communicate to the designers what I wanted. So I had a very specific design in mind, which I'll chat about in just a minute. So something already was a little bit off about this decision to go with the manufacturers in China, but I didn't really think anything else of it. I was like, let's just run with it. I'll send them more of my designs. I'll try and communicate with them. Eventually though, it got extremely frustrating. Within a week or two, I'm a manifesting generator, so I need things to move fast. They weren't responding. They were back and forth. It was just, it got harder and harder and harder. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. I know that this is a new process for me and it's okay if it feels difficult, but there's a difference between something feeling difficult and being dicked around by a manufacturer. And it was really in that realm. And I thought, no, we've got to stop this. If this is the beginning of a relationship with someone who's making the clothes for us, it's going to be really difficult down the future. And luckily I pulled the pin. So then I was like, you know what would feel really abundant and really good to me is if I found somebody who was local, because we can really interact. English wouldn't be an issue. There would be a closer touch to it all. And I found 2 manufacturers that were local. I went to each of them. One of them was really slow and unprofessional. And so that person was out pretty much straight away. The second one was bam on, bam on. And this second manufacturer came to me in the form of a Facebook ad. Don't you love that? Thank you, Facebook ads. Thank you, algorithm. And I know that I manifested it my way because there was just no way that I was even in that realm of talking about apparel for them to show up, but they showed up on my feed. I know, Facebook's always listening. It was unbelievable. And so as soon as I got on the phone to my manufacturers, I was so excited. They were so excited hearing about the brand. I actually sent them my business plan as well to really show them what goes behind it from our perspective, that it's not just a side hustle, it's a company. So I shared with them my executive summary, the vision of the brand, how we're different from competitors out there. What is it that we stand for? What our values are? And because I did this, something shifted with our relationship. We went from it being a transactional, I'll do these many prints for you and blah, 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 to I really want to help you grow this brand. I really, really see the magic of it. I see it being so different. And so much so we were like swapping notes on this coloring would look better based off this affirmation. It's so collaborative. It is actually still very collaborative. I've just missed a call from them just before we jumped on this podcast episode because we're doing future lines together. But anyway, let me talk to you about what this collection is all about. I have named this collection the Alignment 1111 Era Collection. And there are 2 pieces in this collection. We're starting small, but this is exactly what I teach my clients. Start small, test small, grow big. And in the 2 pieces, we have an oversized hoodie. So it's like a streetwear, very cool, extra soft, extra comfy, all Australian made. It's anti-pill, all the things that you would desire, easy iron, etc. It's got a massive hoodie, no strings on the hoodie. Thank goodness. I hate those strings that kind of flap around for no reason. And a kangaroo pouch so you can put your hands in and get all warmed up. On the front of the hoodie, if you're on YouTube, I'll leave the images all around as I talk about it. On the front of the hoodie, it's a slogan that says, in my 1111 era. such a vibe, don't you think? It's just 11s to me represent alignment, portals, double portals, going through double portals with safe passage. You know, think of ones, they are straight down the line, bam, like you know what you're doing with your life. And 11, I was born in November, the 11th month, I was born at 11, all these things has just led me to this being the first drop. And on the 11 hoodie itself, there is a secret affirmation, and it's secret because it's meant to feel like it's for you. It means something different for everybody. And the affirmation is stitched in with almost the same color thread as the hoodie itself. So the whole hoodie is this beautiful latte color. For those of you who've seen the latte movement on TikTok, I was very happy with that because I'm like, ah, accidentally trendy. But the latte color is just stunning. It's very earthy. It's very grounded. It looks good on every skin tone. So on the affirmation, left side of the sleeve, because left is our feminine power and our feminine flow and connecting to that, it says, it's all working out for me. And because it's done in an embroidery, you can literally reach down with your fingertips and you can feel it. And you don't even need to look at it, but it's a sensory thing. You can touch it. It becomes an anchor point, knowing that everything you're working on is working out for you. The idea of it is this: you're sitting back and it's late at night and it's a bit cooler and you've got your laptop on your lap, you're wearing your big hoodie, you've got your comfy gear on, and you're writing out all of your best ideas, all of your business plans, all of your social media content. You're mucking around on the website, creating sales pages, putting together a pitch, putting together a plan, and you're doing this in alignment. So you're wearing your affirmation, but you're super comfy. It's still CEO vibes, entrepreneur vibes, but you're doing it in your comfs. I have the same idea with an oversized t-shirt. So I have an oversized tee. It says the same thing in my 11-11 era. Same affirmation on the left side of the sleeve. It's all working out for me. And it is in this beautiful, not stark white. I can't stand stark white, but it's like this ecru color, slightly off-white, creamy. Oh, it's stunning. And there it is. So the first two pieces of this collection will be out on Friday, the 18th of August. I'm going to leave the link below for you to follow the Instagram page because that's where all the announcements will be made. I have a very, very strong sense that we're going to sell out on launch day. There is such a limited number of these because start small, scale big. And I have other projects that are coming out, different lines that are coming out that we're not likely going to print these again. So if you want one of these beautiful pieces or both, be online at 11:11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on the 18th of August. If you're listening to this a little later on, there'll be other things in the shop, I'm certain of it. But wow, I'm so excited to finally be able to announce it. So much thought has gone into it, lots of ups and downs, the challenges with the manufacturers, it all worked out in the end. I'm really happy I did a business plan. I'm really happy that I sat down and thought about the feeling of the brand and really conveyed that message very clearly, that it's come out now on the Instagram page. It's come out now in terms of what the label stands for, but I'm also very real about it. I mean, every man and his dog and every entrepreneur has merch, but I've been intentional with it for it not to be just a merch line attached to my personal brand. It is quite separate in a sense. Yes, the name of the brand is my name. Have I even told you the name yet? Oh my goodness. The name of the brand is XORL, like XO Kiss Hug, RL is my initials. So XORL has my name in it, but it is separate in terms of I'm not running it through my coaching brand. It has a different name, has a different site. And eventually it's going to be run by a team. I'll still be designing it and be overseeing everything, of course, but it is going to be a totally separate company. Apparel, coaching, consulting, speaking, content creator, who knows what else is in the works. So I hope this has really inspired you to create your brand, whatever it looks like, whether it's a brand, a second income stream, a side hustle, merch on the side, something producty that's physical that you can send to others. If you have any questions on this, please feel free to hit me up. I'm an open book. I'm happy to do like a second part two episode on this with answering all your questions. But in the meantime, I really do hope you set your alarm and that you get your chances to get your hands on one of these. I believe in the energy of these items so much. I love them so much and I can't wait for them to be seen all over the world. Please check shipping because we're not shipping to everywhere in the world. Definitely to Australia, US, UK, New Zealand, but Canada. But just please check whether I'm shipping to your region because that's also another learning curve of how we best ship items to you. If you are, especially in Europe, it's quite tricky, but we'll work through it. You know, all the best brands in the world do it. We can do it as well. So I hope that this is inspiring. I love you. Come on over to Instagram. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode, my loves. Bye.